It's the Arts and Rodtech Mahler's Coaches Show, brought to you by RH Electric and the Gallagher Center. And today, with the changes that have happened this week, we've got the new interim head coach of the Arts and Rodtech Mahler's, Delane Lamb. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Scott?
Doing pretty good. Obviously, now things are changing a little bit for you. It's been a tough start to the season. You got a big win the other day. Tell us now, with you with the reins, how do you move forward with this?
Just continue working on our game every day, come out to practice and put our work boots on and do the right things, and success will follow. As long as we're doing the right things, that success is going to come, and it'll be a big part of us building in the future and the rest of the season here with us doing the right things all the time.
Now, you're not new to the team. You've been here for a couple of years now. Tell us about how long have you been with the Mahlers?
This is coming up on my third season here with the Mahlers, and enjoying every minute of it, every year of it.
Now, how long have you been in Yorkton? Tell us. I know you've got some history here. You played hockey. Tell us your hockey career in a nutshell.
I grew up. I was born in Melfort. I moved to Yorkton summer of grade one, so when I was turning six. I've been here ever since. Played my minor hockey in Yorkton. Played a little bit in Fort Capel, and then been playing senior in the area for about 6 or 7 years now. Played a AAA in Tisdale and played some midget AA in Yorkton here, and now just trying to give back to the kids and pass on my knowledge to the future up-and-coming Mahlers.
So what are your strengths as a coach? What do you like to focus on, and what do you bring to the table?
I think I'm very detail-oriented. I bring a focus to the rink that gets passed on to the players, and I demand that they come prepared and ready to play or practice every single day.
Now, obviously, we talked about they got a win, the PA Mentos, against some of their old friends, I guess you could say, some of the guys that are in PA. That was a big win for you guys, obviously, to beat some of those guys, but to beat a very good team as well.
Yeah, PA, they're a young team as well, but they got very high-end skill on that team. And we came out, we came ready to go right from the start. Some off-ice stuff happened before the game that the guys got rubbed the wrong way a little bit. So they came in really hungry for the game, and it showed on the ice when the puck dropped and we stepped up, and guys really took advantage of the opportunity and ran with it, and we come out on top with a big 2 points from a good team.
Now, how do you keep that going? Is that something that I'm sure you saw the weight lifted off their shoulders with that victory? How do you keep that rolling with this team?
Just build on that. Work on the things that we need to work on each day at practice, and continue doing the right things and doing the things that we do well. Keep sticking to those things, and the things that we need to get better at, just keep working on those things, and then our game will progress and continue to get better and better.
So what's next here coming up for the Yorkton Rodtech Mahlers?
We got a one-game stand this weekend against the Contacts in town here on Saturday, and then we're off for the next week. So it'll be a practice week there, a bunch of learning for the kids again, and kind of training them to run my systems and how I would like the team to play for the foreseeable future and the rest of the season.
Now, Randy's off at a concert right now, which is why I'm talking to you. But he'll be back for the game tomorrow night, calling it once again. You can hear it on The Rock 98.5, Saturday Night Hockey with Randy Atkinson. But how do you see this season wrapping up for you guys? Obviously, you're a ways behind, but how do you finish the season strong?
Just keep plugging every single day. Like you say, we're a ways behind, but by no means do I think we're out of it. I'm going to continue to develop the kids and continue to teach them and learn with them. But we're not down and out. You see in lots of sports, teams can go on a run at any point in time. It's just a matter of getting the boys on the same page and taking that and going on a run.
So. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Delane, for being with us today, and we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Much appreciated.